Yo, what is guys? It's Raj, and welcome back to another episode of The Inner Circle. Yo, y'all ain't gonna believe who I got on. Y'all ain't gonna believe who I got on right now. So with me tonight is my boy. I haven't heard from this fool in like 3 years, bro. This is the first time I'm talking to him, actually. So give a warm welcome to my boy, Mr. Perlin. Y'all seen him on my story a couple of times, but yeah, man. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, bro. I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's good, been a while, man. It's been a while. It's been like a long time, bro. It's been like about 3 years.
3 years, I want to say.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah. We were talking before I pressed record. It was like last time I saw him, it was like IRL in a classroom in forensics back in Creek, maybe junior year. That was like a lot. That was 3 years ago. So
yeah,
it's crazy. But yeah, man, how you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, ever since school, you know, things just went uphill, and I just continue to work. And you know, they always say like when you put in hard work, you know, things always come to you in good ways. Sometimes things might fall apart, and that happened to me. But you know, no matter what, you keep pushing and you keep doing your things and they keep going good.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of figured out with my life, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out some things, but so far it's going good.
I'm glad to hear, bro. I'm glad to hear that actually, because actually the same thing kind of happened to me probably maybe, what, a year ago? So when we graduated, right? It was like, you know, we didn't walk the stage or anything, but when we finally, you know, got out of school, bro, it was like, did you get that feeling that, you know, once, like, as soon as, like, you know how we didn't get a graduation, you know, it was just, like, through the TV and shit?
Oh, yeah, but, bro, don't forget, I was a year older than you.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I got, you walked the stage, huh? But for you, for example, you know, did you get, like, that feeling of, like, okay, you graduated, what do you do now, you know?
Yeah, so I kind of did get that little feeling in me, you know.
How everything just fell on you, I'm not high school no more. I got to do my own thing now, and you kind of, you know, carved your own path.
You know, when I graduated, I was like, damn, like, it feels like last year I was still in middle school, you know? Like, no worries in the world. I just want to play football and just hang out, you know?
Yeah.
But then once I graduated, I was like, oh, okay, now things are getting real.
Yeah.
But I kind of wasn't too afraid because in high school is when I started the whole video thing.
Oh,
so I kind of had a plan already with that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? So I was kind of in the middle. I was like, should I go play football for college or should I, you know, chase the money, right?
I remember you were in the football game for like a while, no?
Yeah.
Back in Creek?
Yeah, I played football all 4 years.
There you go.
So it was kind of like, it was one of those decisions. So I go to college and play football?
Yeah.
Or do I just chase the money, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I decided to chase the money because I got a really big opportunity.
Like, yeah.
I got a job over there at a tech company in Mountain View.
Oh, okay.
It's called Redis Labs, and I got hired as a video producer.
Damn.
I was still 17 with no diploma.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I got this set. So I went ahead and did that, and, you know, ever since then, it just led up into what I'm doing now.
Yeah, man.
We'll get more into that later when we
We're going to get more into that later, but damn, bro. I mean, compared to, like, the last time I saw you, probably 3 years ago, compared to right now, what would you say was, like, the biggest change for you, like, in any aspect?
I think the biggest change was kind of, like, opening my mind to things, you know?
Mm.
'Cause through high school, I always thought, you know, oh, I need a school.
Yeah.
Like, I need to go to school in order to be successful.
Talk
my bad.
Yeah.
Successful.
Yeah, that's a trope, bro. Like, oh, like.
Yeah, and it's like, especially coming from, like, you know, a Mexican household.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't, you know, our parents never went to college or none of that, so they always seen that as an American dream.
Yeah.
And I was always told, you know, you got to go to college, you got to do this, you got to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, cool, I got to do that. But as time went on, you know, you start seeing things like, okay, I really don't need school to be successful.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it nowadays, you can buy an NFT and be a millionaire the next day.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to make money nowadays.
Yeah, bro.
And it's not just you need a piece of paper in order to get a job, you know?
No, that's how it was like back in the day, like when our parents were like teens. Like over here in the U.S., to be a doctor, you got to graduate high school and you got to go into college for a doctor. And then that degree or that, what's it called? Like your master's in whatever is the key to get that job. But like right now, it's not the case.
Exactly. And that's what I always tell people. Like, I always say college isn't worth it unless you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, or anything that needs a degree. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
But anything else is like, you really don't need a degree.
Yeah, and anything you want to learn, like, for free is on YouTube. Legit.
Exactly.
Like, anything online, any skill you want to learn, you know, there's websites, you know, Skillshare. It's like Netflix, but you know, you're watching videos to learn a skill that you want to do that's productive. You know, there's YouTube, Skillshare, Google, even whatever. But you know, there's opportunity now all over the place right now.
Yeah, and I never told anybody this, but like, because it was like, you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
But since it's already in the past, I'll go ahead and bring it up. But you know, since another thing that kind of like put more like me saying, oh, okay, this is more true, is that I was able to get a job in the tech industry at 17 with no degree,
yeah,
and no experience, and I got hired right on the spot into a worldwide company. So it's like once I felt that, I was like, okay, you really
like,
don't
if need I, yeah like if I can do this with no like degree or nothing.
I didn't even have my diploma yet.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's kind of the thing that, like, you know, that was kind of like, what do you call it? The icing on top?
Yeah,
icing
on the cake. I was the cherry on top. Yeah.
And there you go, the cherry on top. It's like, I don't need school. Like, you know, nowadays it's all about experience. They'll take somebody that has more experience over somebody with a piece of paper, you know?
It's not about what you know, it's about who you know?
That too.
So, like, that's another thing too, like, networking, like, networking nowadays is like the key to like every door you can possibly get at, because you know, you never know who you're gonna meet, you know, like for example, like for you, you know, we started talking up back again maybe three years later, and you didn't know I was in the stock market. I didn't know you were doing this. I don't know you were this big at, you know, videography and, you know, doing all these client jobs, and you're making a name for yourself out here, which is good, you're obviously making it happen. You're making it happen. And, you know, like you said, you saw opportunity, you ran with it, and look where you are right now. So that's just more respect on you. But comparing yourself from maybe 3 years ago to right now, how did you end up in the videography field? Was that always there for you, or did you have to...
So it's a pretty... Go ahead.
Or, like, was that always there for you, or did you have to, like, you know, start legit from the ground up and just make your levels all the way up?
Yeah, so it did start from the ground up. It's a funny story. So I was in Disneyland, I want to say, probably my freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a pretty funny story. So I was in Disneyland, I think I want to say eighth grade or freshman year. I don't remember when.
Yeah.
But it was already, like, let's say 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. So at that point, Disneyland doesn't take any more items into the lost and found.
Yeah.
So I had found a camera. So I took it to the lost and found, and I was like, oh, I found this camera, right?
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, it's already, like, you know, past the time where we accept items.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to keep it. So I was like, okay.
So you kept it.
I kept it, left it in a drawer for like a year.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my good friends, he had asked me, he's like, hey, you know, I want to shoot a music video. And I was like, look, I got a camera. I could give it a shot. Let's see what I can do.
Yeah.
And I got the, you know, we ended up shooting it. I pirated a version of Adobe Premiere.
Uh-huh.
I'll find the fine from that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just messing around at the time.
Yeah.
Serious about it.
Uh-huh.
So I shot it right, and I was like, you know what? This is pretty cool. Like, you know, I actually like it a little bit.
Yeah.
He asked for another music video. I shot another one. Then the music videos kind of died down. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start some vlogging videos. And some people from high school probably remember those videos. I did reaction videos.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
You remember those?
Yeah. You showed me one time.
Yeah, so I did those. I was like, you know what? Why not? Just do something on the side, right?
Uh-huh.
So then, you know, that kind of happened for a couple months. And later on, as somebody from school, a singer, his dad asked me, like, if I knew how to do things with cameras and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I did. You know, we invested into it. I bought a gimbal. I bought, you know, SD cards. I got the official softwares. I started shooting his music videos.
Yeah.
And you remember Keyshawn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it mostly started right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when I started continuing music videos. I was like, all right, now it's time to get serious because I put money into this gimbal.
Yeah.
Well, let me just continue it, right? I shot a couple music videos for him, a couple vlogs. And I want to say that was probably like part of my junior and senior year before I was shooting things for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like died down towards the end of the senior year. But that's when I had that interview with that tech company.
Yeah.
And then that's when I shot, you know, I did videos for them. You know, I went to Vegas for them, like did a whole bunch of things.
Oh, wait, is that tech? Sorry to interrupt you, but is that tech company? Like, I remember in your highlight reel on IG or somewhere, you display your work. There's like corporate people like talking, right? Was that them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, it was a really big company. It was their headquarters is in Tel Aviv.
Uh huh.
So it's what's it called?
It's up there.
Big company. Yeah. Yeah. So I got to travel to Vegas to with them and go shoot their, you know, videos.
Shit, there you go. Uh-huh.
So I went from, you know, picking up a camera at Disneyland to traveling with this company to go shoot videos for their, you know, for their social media and their website.
Uh-huh. Damn.
It was a pretty cool journey, you know?
Yeah.
And I was there for like about a year and a half.
And then after the year and a half, where'd you go? Did you just freelance or what?
Oh, yeah. So I ended up leaving. I started doing my own thing, started freelancing. And that's when the music videos really started coming into play. Yeah. So you go like on my Instagram, you go all the way down. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of when I left working there. And that's when I started shooting all those music videos. I shot some football videos for Foothill. You know, my first music video, my first official, like, you know, music video was for one of my friend's cousin. And I remember it too, because it was he had asked me, like, this is his first time shooting a video. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just start getting back into the music video grind.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ever since then, it just took off into what I'm doing now.
There you go, man. Shit. That's that's crazy, bro, man.
Yeah, it's crazy how things happen, you know. It started from picking up a camera at Disneyland to working in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I'm pretty sure have you heard the song Pop Out by Lil TJ?
Yeah.
So the guy who produced that, I'm really good friends with him and another guy.
Oh, shit. Uh-huh.
And I met them through videos. And I don't know if you've seen that. Did you see that one video I shot in Vegas?
I think. I need to go back and see, but...
It's by Young Q's and it's called Critics. So it's produced by the same guy who produced Pop Out with Lil TJ.
Okay.
And Polo G.
Yeah.
So that's probably like one of the biggest things I've done.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then another one was I also shot some scenes for YSN Flow. He's another big, you know, artist in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And those are probably like my biggest shoots so far, like with big names.
Yeah.
But everything else, you know, I'm just building up. You know, there I went from doing music videos, now I'm doing commercials, real estate, product photography. And I'm kind of trying to get my foot more into the real estate things right now.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man. The real estate. I need to get on that. Play Monopoly in real life, bro.
That's all it is.
Yeah. But where could the people find you, though?
They can find me on Instagram at Mr. Perlin, Mr. Dot Perlin. Or YouTube or Twitter, same thing. Everything's the same. It's Mr. Dot Perlin. And, if anybody has any requests for videos or anything, just DM me.
Yeah, bro. This guy's work is insane, bro. I've seen the work he's doing. And, bro, y'all, don't sleep on this man right here.
Yeah, I always tell everybody that, you know, I went from shooting cell phone videos to shooting movies.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, this is good for you too, because this is good exposure for you, because you're getting that word out there through that's another thing too. I want to get into that network field for podcasting, where I'm doing collabs left and right with Preston, and maybe who knows elsewhere. But it's good for me, because I have my own brand and my own like a safety net under my name, you know. Yeah. but the safety net is like my business, you know, the inner circle. So like I could show up somewhere and be like, oh yeah, so do you have like IG or whatever? I'm like, oh yeah, I have, you know, here's my personal. But I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, and, you know, Google Play too. I have a podcast, and maybe that could open some other opportunities. But just for me, you know, it's just little by little. People always ask me, like, no, they don't ask me. They tell me, they're like, oh, like, you know, the Inner Circle is so good. It's doing really good. I like the show. I like how raw you are. I like how things aren't scripted. And it's like it gets to the point where they ask, like, you know, how is it doing good, like, the level that it's at right now. And then I'm like, yeah. they don't see the 7 other failed podcasts that I've done in the past that totally didn't work and had to try again. And it took me probably maybe 7 podcasts before this one that I tried and it flopped. The first 3 was with my friend that flopped, yeah. And I got out of that. I tried again with my friend. We were doing this news anchor type of thing for, like, Marvel, where any new movie that came out, any new toy, comic, trailer, we would be doing, like, you know, the Real Rejects or, like, new rock stars for Marvel.
I watch them all the time.
There you go. But, like, something like that, but, like, audio format, right?
Yeah.
So that flopped. And then the others were, like, kind of the same thing. I helped, like, you know, I helped, like, branches, like, DC. I went back to Marvel. I went to, what was it? And then I kind of switched to, like, actual news, you know, like, for sports and stuff like that. Like, and then that flopped. And then I created the Inner Circle. And believe it or not, it flopped the first time. And then after that, I went back to the drawing board. And I really, you know, took my time to really write down, like, a business plan, like, all the episodes, all the numbers, who I'm going to feature with, who, like, the art, merch, possibly. And then I launched it, and it hit. And so I kept applying pressure, blah, blah, blah. I launched my first merch, which was made. This whole entire part was happening maybe last year. And this was around the time when I got into the stock market, too. And it was, I was climbing the ladder stupidly fast. So I was like, it got to the point where, like, I got my podcast going. I'm doing all this. I'm doing good on this area. Stock market's doing good. I'm on green. I'm up. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, get your money up, not your funny up. Stuff like I was up there, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I told Preston this phrase the other day. I'm like, what's the sun without a little rain, right? So shit started going back down, blah, blah, blah. Views weren't going that good. So, you know, like I say, like, if you're faced with a problem, you could either let it totally kill you, or you can not let it kill you and just build off of that and just go back up, right? So, in this case, it killed me, right? So I, it was like I was at the top and I went down, like, hard. Like, it was bad. It was all bad. You know, it was, like, you know, market totally crashed. Some shit happened with my boy. This was maybe around, now I'm talking maybe early December, late November. And probably it wasn't even that long ago, because this is, like, what, fifth day in 2022?
January?
Yeah. Yeah, fifth day in 2022, man. This is maybe, what, 3 weeks ago, bro. I was at, like, my lowest. I'm not afraid to, you know, share it. I was, like, you know, I was down bad. And, you know, it just took a lot of self-realization and, you know, going back to the drawing board, be like, okay, the Inner Circle's doing good, but I need to. It got to a point where I knew what the Inner Circle was, but I just needed to find the definition of it again. You know, like, what it stands for again. So I created the idea for season 2. I already jotted down the names of who I'm going to list. And now, you know, 2022, new year, new goals. And, like, in my post the other day, what was it? Not even yesterday, no? It was, yesterday.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. But
is it the one that you tagged me?
Yeah. It was that one.
Yeah, yesterday.
That posted pretty good, but yeah, man. I mean, 2021, bro, it was crazy, bro.
Yeah,
it was. It was like I've never been so high on the ladder, and then instantly go back down on the same ladder in 1 year. But that gave me a taste of what that gave me. It's like what Steve Harvey said: like get enough money to afford first class one time, and then that'll rewire your brain to what you want, but on the daily. You know, like, oh, like, I really liked what first class was. Let me go back up there again. Or let me try to get enough bread to go back up there again. Because I like that. I like that taste. Let me try to let me try to go back up there again. And it's the same thing, but, you know, up and down in life. And, you know, you just gotta want it. And that's, and that's the thing. To want something, you gotta put energy into it. And actually try to work for it. But that's the thing. People don't like to work for things. People don't want to put in the energy into something that they want because it just takes energy and their time and whatever.
I got a good quote for that, too. Is you know who Earl Nightingale is?
Yeah.
So I love him, right? One of my favorite authors of all time. he said this one time. He said that people, you know, things that are given to people for free.
Uh-huh.
You know, they place very little value on.
Yeah.
So that's kind of referring to, like, you know, your body, your brain, you know, everything that you have given, that's basically given to you for free. Like, yeah. You know, some people may not be, like, you know, as fortunate to, you know, receive, like, you know, the full things. But, like, you know, people who are, they take, like, little value in it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the body, for example. You know, people don't take care of their bodies. They go out, they eat it, like, they eat, they get, you know.
Uh-huh.
They gain weight, they don't take care of themselves, and then they have health problems.
Yeah.
And not going to lie, I kind of did that to myself during COVID. And not a good idea. Because, you know, you start feeling it. It starts, you know, bringing you down. It starts making you depressed. Or it doesn't make you feel motivated. That's kind of, that reminded me right there of a quote that Ron Nightingale said.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, that's the thing, bro. Like, it's another thing. I was talking to Preston about this too. Like, who you gotta keep in check about who's around you too, like who you call your OGs, right? So they'll be like, oh yeah, I knew you can do it once you're at the top, but during on the way up they don't tell you shit. That's
exactly
that's one thing I really learned this year. And last year, January, February, I dropped everybody who was in my way, like, no questions asked. Like, that was the first time I did something like that. And I can, if you guys remember that, back in my episode with Preston, when I was talking about my trip to Seattle, I explained how I met this guy up there that he's that guy where, like, in, like, let's say a Drake concert, and he's the guy that promotes it. So, like, for, like, bandas and, like, people who play corridos and all that, like, little low-time groups, but up in Seattle. He does that. He's, like, a promoter, right? So, this guy, he's like, oh, yeah, so, I actually met him because I complimented his watch. He was wearing a 14-karat, blackface AP. It was hella nice. And so I complimented his watch. We started talking about, you know, what he does, blah, blah, blah. I told him in the stock market, we all doing all that, blah, blah, blah. He starts telling me that, you know, to get to where he was right now, he had to drop almost everybody he knew. Because, you know, he's either like, he's like, okay, so you're either with me or you're not. Because the friend group that he was in, they said something stupid. And then he's like, okay, so I don't want none of that, you know, around me, around my vibes or whatever. Like, if you're with me, don't say that dumb shit. I'm going to bring you up, you bring me up, and that's how it's supposed to be. But if you say that again, you know, the line's the line, and, you know, I'm cutting you off. And then he spent a couple months with him. They said some dumb shit again. And he cut everybody off. Like, when I mean, like, when he meant, like, everybody, he meant, like, everybody. Like, his friends, his, you know, people who gave, like, the slightest amount of, like, doubt or, like, oh, like, you ain't gonna be shit. Like, cut. Just everybody. And then from then on, you know, now they're asking him, like, oh, like, how did you get that, you know, I don't know, Louis Vuitton bag, or how'd you get the new, like, he's like, bro, like, you're going to the mall every single other day, like, how can you do that? And then he's just like, you should have just stayed with me, and, you know, none of this would have happened, you would have been right here, but, nah, he just kept on playing around.
I totally agree with that, too, because, you know, I did the same thing once I left high school. I want to say that I probably kept close, like, 2 or 3 people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of being generous, because some people I didn't even talk to that much until recently.
Yeah.
but, like, for example, I went to work this job, right? Uh-huh. And I automatically knew there was going to be haters. Like, automatically.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes with something that, like, you know, when you start doing good for yourself. You know, I bought my first car at 18 without a license, without credit history, with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I made enough to go into the dealership and say, look, this is how much I'm making. I want that car. And they're like, okay, cool. Boom. And let me take it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I did that 5 months after high school. And it's like, I told myself, I was like, look, if I'm going to be doing all this stuff, like, I'm going to need to cut off all the people. And I'm glad that I cut off people, because I actually talked to somebody recently and I went out to lunch with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, how's everybody in high school doing? Right? I wanted to know. Like, man, they're doing the same shit.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Now,
smoking.
Exactly.
Like, I had somebody say, like, he was telling me, he's like, people were saying, like, damn, where's Pearl in there? Like, that food, like, he just ghosted everybody and just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I honestly feel like doing that helped me a lot, because I'm going to keep it real. Before I dropped all these people, I was going out every night, hanging out with everybody all day.
Yeah.
No, I was like, you know, this is not good. Like, so as soon as I cut them off, started focusing more on my video stuff, you know, everything started going really uphill.
Yeah. And then it just gets tiring, bro. Like,
yeah,
you know, hanging out with the same people, doing the same thing, not even doing good for, not even trying to do better for themselves, right? And just with that energy every day, I, you know, probably sophomore me would have been okay with that, but like right now, like I could be doing more stuff, or I could be learning some, you know, instead of partying or doing all this other stuff. So like,
yeah, it's kind of like I tell my girlfriend too all the time. I'm like, look, I'm always like, friends aren't everything, you know, because in 5 years, your friends are gonna give a, they're not gonna give a, excuse my language, but they're not gonna give a shit about what you're doing.
No, you're good, yeah. It's wrong here, bro. Yeah.
And you're gonna be living your own, you know, and then, you know, if you hang out with these people, let's just say, for example, you go to jail, right?
Yeah.
How many of your friends are gonna bail you out? Or how many people are gonna be there for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you most of the people in high school you hung out with wouldn't help you.
Nope.
And this also goes back to another thing I heard, where it's like, if you leave a fresh tomato next to a rotten one,
yeah,
then, you know, over time, the fresh tomato will rot faster.
Yeah, that's exactly the acronym one I used in, what was it, my last episode, and on the Rich Boy podcast that's going to come out soon for Preston. But, yeah, that's the same thing. Like, if, like, I tell my friends all the time, like, why you think, like, an old friend of mine who I dropped added me back on Instagram, and she's like, oh, hey, you know, how are you? How you doing? I'm like, okay, you know, I dropped her. Yeah, sure. But let me, you know, engage in this, just see where it goes. Right. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, like, I, you know, open arms, you know, as if nothing happened, as if I didn't drop her, you know, hey, how you doing? It's been a long time. I know, blah, blah, blah. We're talking. And she's like, oh, you got like 8,000 followers. Yeah. Oh, you got your own thing now on Spotify. You're doing your own thing. Yeah. You got a clothing line? Like, how? I'm like, yeah, I got, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like talking all, she's just talking about me, and I flipped the script, and I'm like, yeah, like, you know, what have you been doing? And then she's like, oh, you know, like, she goes like, oh, you know, like, yeah, of course I know, because, you know, you haven't been doing anything for the past 7 months. You know, that's exactly the reason why I dropped you. I told her that. And then she got so defensive, like, real quick, like, okay, like, you don't talk to me about how I'm not doing anything. And then she's trying to like Jedi mind wipe me, like, as if I didn't do anything. So it just got to the point where, like, you know, I had to drop this person because they were simply in the way, or even dragging me down, because I wanted to go over here and she was just staying down there. And that goes with my boys too, back in high school. I mean, well, not my boys anymore, but my high school boys that my sophomore, junior year would have said, they're in the same spot, you know, smoking, doing all this, doing all that. And, yeah, man, you know, it just got to the point where it's like, it just gets repetitive, and you either gotta drop the friends you got, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, all right, we back. So we had to take a little break real quick, but it's all good. But like I was saying, like, it gets to the point where, like, you gotta just drop people, dude. You just feel better. Yeah. You just gotta move on, and, you know, just keep on going up. But, you know, some people just, they don't change, and, you know, who knows where you would have been if you hadn't dropped them. That's the big thing. That's a big thing.
Yeah, because, like, you know, back when I was hanging out with everybody, all these people that from high school, you know, I was hanging out with them late. You know, I was hanging out with them, you know, a lot after work. And, you know, if I would have kept hanging out with them and, you know, hanging out with them late, who knows? I could have been waking up late, you know, getting to work late. And that could have got me fired, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes it's not worth it, you know? You'll meet more people along the way. And, yeah, you know, it's not good to be around people that don't have the same mindset as you, because then you stoop down to the level.
Yeah.
And you never want to do that.
Is that one thing that Drake said? He's like, you can't talk big things with regular people. They'll just think you're bragging.
Exactly. And it's kind of like, for example, look, like I told you, like I got my first car at 18.
Yeah.
Or not 18. 5 months after high school, right?
Yeah. Like, some people will call it like a flex. Like, oh, bro, like, why are you flexing?
Yeah, no,
why
but you I told flexing? You, though, you're like, but, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, that's good. Like, oh, you know, instead of being like, hey, bro, why are you telling me that? You know, you know how my story is, like, back at home. Yeah. Like, I can't do that. Nah, I'm telling you that. Good job, you know. At your age, you know, that's a big deal, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, posting pictures of the keys on my story, right?
Yeah.
And the amount of people that swiped up and said, stop lying, this and that. Like, you can't afford that.
Yeah.
I was all laughing. I was like, yeah, I can't afford it. But I was the one holding the keys and had the car under my name with no cosigns or nothing.
There you go. Talk your shit.
I always say, like, you know, I was with my friend one time and we were kind of like freestyling, right? And I brought the lineup. I was like, you know, how did it go? Something along like, hold on, I got to think about it. Go ahead. I just need to think about it.
No.
But it was a pretty funny line that I came up with.
You were freestyling with your boy? It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, just a little fun thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you get bored, you put on a little beat.
Yeah. Damn,
Yeah, no, it's like I had a lot of...
Was the first car you got the one you have right now? Is it a Mercedes? Or am I getting that wrong?
Sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
The first car you got, is it the one you got right now? Like the black one? Is it a Mercedes?
Yeah.
Or
it's Mercedes. Yeah.
Damn, bro, shit. What model is it?
It's a CLA class. Yeah, and I'm going to keep it real. That was actually my dream car at the time.
Uh-huh.
Because my aunt had had one a couple years before.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much.
Uh-huh.
So to be able, and it's funny, though, because my ex-girlfriend, too, like, at the time, I told her, I was like, look, I was like, I'm gonna, cause we went on a date at the time. I was like, look, this car right here, I was like, I'm gonna have it. Like, I'm gonna buy it in the next couple months, right?
Yeah.
Things didn't work out with her, you know, whatever. That was in the past.
Yeah.
A couple months later, I bought the car. But I always look back at them and I always start laughing. Like, it's hella funny.
Yeah, man.
This is the line I said right here with my friend when we were freestyling. I was like, I'm only 18 and I bought me a Benz with no credit, only the Benz.
There you go.
And like, it just shows, like, if you put hard work in, like, you know, you can just do, you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Oh, you definitely, get you definitely. Want. Yeah, man. You know, ever since I was doing good for the Inner Circle and I finally got the idea to make merch. And it was, like, legit, like, I spent all night pumping out designs, doing all this, doing all that. And the next day, I launched a site. And it was, like, when... It's one thing to talk about something and to see it on your, like, on your vision board or whatever, or, like, in, or in your journal. But when you, like, when you go through with it and do it and get it done... Like, for me, it was printing my first hoodie out. Like, my first physical hoodie. Like, it's one thing to make the design and do all the color coding and all the other stuff, but to actually, like, you know, hold that hoodie with your design on it, like, representing your brand, that feeling is, like, crazy to me. Because, like, it was the same night when me and Preston went to the mall. We got, you know, the iCustom stores in Eastridge and Valley Fair? Yeah, we got our hoodies printed out there. And I know it wasn't like that big professional thing or whatever, but you know, it was just a thought, yeah.
It's your merch, you know, you put your hard work into it,
yeah.
You know, and being able to see it in a physical form,
yeah,
is, you know, exciting.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, my vision is turned into reality.
Bro, when I tell you that we were so hyped and we were eating like ice cream, we were at Starbucks or something, we were just sitting down eating Starbucks or something. And Preston looks at me, he's like, bro, I'm like, what? He's like, we're wearing our own brand right now. And then I'm like, oh shit, like, yeah, we are wearing our own brand right now. And it was like euphoric in the sense that it's my brand, something I built, and I'm like representing it. Because, like, you know, the effort I put into it, and it's my 8th podcast that stuck and it worked. So now it's just time to, like, maintain it and see how I can further build this and monetize it. And that's my next step, to just figure out how to monetize it and, you know, just build it up more than what it is right now. But that's my challenge right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's all about trial and error.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say, like, you know, successful entrepreneurs, they never give up.
Yeah, bro.
And the ones who give up, we're never entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro.
It's not like me too. It kind of goes back to the video thing, you know.
Yeah.
When I was working at the company, you know, I just focused solely on, you know, income from the company.
Yeah, it's so like,
I did work for them, I got paid, right?
Yeah.
I was like, cool. But once I wanted to leave, I was like, well, damn. You know, I don't have nothing to back anything up. You know, I don't have no music videos. I don't have... The only stuff I have is corporate work.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know, time to start getting, like, you know, putting in work.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep it real. Like, around that time when I left the company is when, like, you know, I was kind of my... I was, you know, in a bad place, I want to say.
Yeah.
And it's like, it took a couple months to get everything rolling, you know, with everything COVID. You know, you couldn't go out. I was all, like, you know, stuck inside. A little depressed, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, as time goes on, you learn how to recover. And that's what I did. You know, I just kept experimenting with things. And if you go look at my earliest music videos, like, it's all about, like I said, trial and error. You'll see a whole bunch of different styles.
It's like the quality kind of went down, or it's not, it kind of went down, but comparing from your past videos to right now, you can tell that the quality
like, you could just tell, like,
yeah.
Like I said, it's trial and error. I tried a whole bunch of different video styles. I didn't like too many of them.
Uh-huh.
And then more recently, you can see I started going for more of the cinematic type of looks.
Yeah, you got that 21:9 aspect ratio. I like that. Yeah, it looks hella good on my monitor because it's ultra wide. So that it just crops the full image in, it looks hella good.
Yeah, it's like it took a while, but I kind of found a look that I like and kind of makes me unique. Because if you look at every other Bay Area video person,
yeah, you kind of have that style where it's like you look at it and like, oh yeah, you know, Mr. P did this, or like it's like I don't know, is it like the color grading or like the aspect ratio?
A little bit of both. It's like
how it's or like camera shot. Camera movement. Yeah, yeah.
Camera movements as well. Effects that I use, you know, being creative with some props and stuff.
Yeah.
The effects too. Like if you look at the one video I did with the broken heart, that's fake. I edited it. I put it in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's all about like what I see while I'm shooting and what I, you know, think of after and before.
Yeah. So it's like,
what's going to figure out a system?
What's, you know? What, like, let's say I'm like a big, no, not a big artist, but let's say I'm like a up and coming artist. I rap. And you were to film a music video. How would you go? Like, you're the director of the thing, or obviously,
I do everything.
Obviously, I'm the visionary because I want my video recorded, right? I obviously have an idea. We would have to talk about it, but would you be like the director and like, you know, like put the car right here, or like, you know, just to frame the shot and just how would that go? How would a day with you go?
So usually how it starts off, they send me a message, right? They're like, I want a video done. I'm like, okay, cool. We agree on a price. I have three different packages. And we agree on a price, and they send me the song. So then I get a song, right? Mm-hmm. Usually I like to go on drives and play the song because that's when I think the best.
Yeah. Oh, because like you're driving and in your head, you're kind of like playing the video. There you go. Okay, got you.
I'm listening to the song on some nice speakers, really loud.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just think, like, what would fit this, you know? What would make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to the type of the song. I listen to how it is. And if you listen to all the, if you go through all the snippets, you can tell, like, I take inspiration from how the song is.
Yeah.
So, for example, like, Back to Back, right? It was more of a Bay Area type. It sounded more like a beat. So I was like, okay, cool. This one's gonna be done with, you know, with the squad, with a whole bunch of cars doing donuts and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video, it fits perfect.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with this, for example, let's go to Trippin'. If you watch that video, I don't know if you've seen it, it's the one with the purple and green.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So that one's called Trippin'.
Gotcha.
And, you know, there's a whole bunch of crazy effects in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, I always listen to the song and go off the song.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes things might not go that way and it needs to be rushed. So, for example, my favorite video that I shot is called Young Q's. It's the one that's called Critic by Young Q's.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that shot in Vegas. You'll probably see it. It's the guy with a whole bunch of tattoos. That one was shot. We drove to Vegas and we didn't know what we were going to do. And we just decided to shoot it on the strip. Like, within 3 hours. And we shot everything on a strip and in the hotel room with no plan at all. And it's one of my favorite music videos to this day.
Is it one of your favorites because you had nothing planned for it? It was just spontaneous?
Exactly. And it came out so good.
Yeah.
And kind of the way that I wanted it to come out without planning anything at all.
Damn.
So it's like, you know, sometimes there's planning, sometimes there's
nothing. Yeah. Depending on how it goes. What about for like corporate or like product play? Or I mean, what's it called?
Product photography or like,
yeah, product photography.
Things like that are a little, I mean, it's kind of the same
thing, no?
Not too much because you don't have a song to listen to. This one's more of like,
yeah, you just show up and you like the lighting and yeah.
So for example, like I've done a lot of, I don't post it on my Instagram, but I've done a couple of stores.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, we usually what we do is we look at all the things, we go. So usually when I do stuff like that, I work with this other guy who kind of gets the connections.
Yeah.
And I do the rest. I do all the video stuff, all the lighting and everything.
There you go.
So we go like a day before and we go look at everything. And we're like, okay, cool. This looks cool. Like we're going to shoot a video at the store, the products, everything. Then we get to shooting. We film like, you know, the store, the signs, all the products they have. And just make like a cool video for them. And then product photography is different. They send us their products. And then we go ahead and put them on, I don't reveal all the secrets, but we put them on a green screen. And then from there, you know, we do all the work.
It's all in post, right? You just, you know, edit.
Exactly.
And effects. Yeah, yeah. I think I...
And it's also two of some in cameras.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I was thinking? I've always wanted to take the Inner Circle, but like on like as an MP4 file. You like, you know those high button, you know those like the setups for podcasts that, you know, they have like, they have a nice background, they have like, it's an actual studio and they sit down, right? And there's multiple camera angles. I've always wanted to do that, but for like the, it would be like in like a lounge type of vibe. With like, it would say like the Inner Circle, like in those LED lamps in the background. Yeah. It would be
funny that I did stuff like that at the company.
Oh, no way.
I worked for it. Uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't podcasts, it was more interviews.
Yeah. Oh, so there was like a multiple camera.
And then also we did explainers. So it was like, you know what explainers are, right?
No,
you go on YouTube, you see a person talking. And then sometimes it's like animations and stuff, and they're talking about things.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as an explainer, I used to do a lot of those to the company, too. But yeah, I used to do stuff like that they just brought up. And it's kind of the same way, you know, do a lot of prop design. You got to make everything look really nice, really mm-hmm. pretty.
Yeah.
Especially with the lighting, too. You got to make sure the lighting's perfect, because if not, it's not going to look well.
Like, for example, like this entire 50 minutes that we just did right now, but like... like sitting next to each other, or not even next to each other, but like, you know, just we're on camera in the same frame. We got one camera on me and another one on, like, let's say if it was a group of four, right? Like, let's say it was me, Preston, and you. So it would be one camera on me and Preston, and then another camera would be just on you, like another angle. And it would be like nice backgrounds for each camera frame, like in the background, whatever. But it would be like it would be podcast format. It would be exactly like this. I've always wanted to do something like that. Like, I have it in my head. It's just that, you know, I need a studio. I need to put my money into making.
I mean, you don't necessarily need a studio.
Well,
you can do it in a house. If you, you know, you can do it anywhere. You can do it in a house, in an office, in a studio. It's all about the way you set up everything and design it.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing.
You see a lot of people, they do it outside. They do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do it, you know. It's all about how you set it up, how the noise is, and, you know, it's every aspect that goes into it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've always wanted to do it. Like, I've had, I drew it out even for Preston. I remember one day when it was like, it was the day when we recorded the Rich Boy podcast. I don't think you have me in my snap. No, you don't. But I put a snippet of what we were talking about on snap. And it's like this little, I drew it out. I'm like, look, bro, like, we could have, like, it's a four-man podcast. We could either do it, like, with one camera, so it's just one angle, or maybe two cameras, so it's an angle on, like, two people, and another camera is on another angle, facing another way, facing the other two people. And, like, the audio channels would be the same. We would edit each audio channel to sound good. Like, professional ass mics, good lighting, like everything. But I've always had the idea to really just go forward with it, but I don't, like, I just haven't had the start to, you know, to really go with it. But I don't, we'll see, man, because we'll for season,
hey, I mean, need my help, you got it.
Yeah, for season two, man, I really want to up that amp. But obviously there's MP3 for Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and what's it called? Google Play. But to take it as like as an actual MP4 file and just throw it up on YouTube, that would be sick. Because then I could have the cameras recording us, and obviously the microphones we'd be picking up as like a normal podcast episode, blah, blah, blah. I would just export the MP3 of the video, compress it, make it sound good, throw it up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. But the MP4 actual footage is on YouTube. And it would be that for every episode. That's what I want. Like right there. It would be like, if you like, oh, I'd be like, oh guys, and if you guys don't get the context, go on YouTube and you can see the studio, blah, blah, blah. But it would be like MP3 file for Spotify and the actual footage, but the same MP3 file on YouTube.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good idea too, because you know, I think a lot of people do, like, well, it depends on the person, I think a lot of people do.
They're like only restricted to one platform. That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like a lot of people too, sometimes they would connect more being able to see the people talk.
Yeah. You know, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. Cause in, Preston's podcast, the first episode that he's going to drop, I'll let you guys know when that drops, but there's a part because we were next to each other, like making eye contact and talking, and that was a really big difference between just on Discord, because you can actually, you know, talk to him. You can, like, I don't know, it's just different, like with you being there and actually talking to the guy. It's just, yeah. It just, the vibe is just different, but,
yeah, because then you're like, you know, you're right next to him, you know, the presence of somebody else there.
Yeah.
It's more natural too, because you're face to face and it's more like, you know, a convo.
Yeah. But I mean, man, this 50 minutes has been pretty natural, I'd say, bro.
Oh yeah, for sure. I agree.
For
it
sure.
It feels like, we never stopped talking since high school.
Bro, that's bro, 3 years, bro. Maybe last time I saw you, I was, you know, asking for forensics papers, bro. Just answer.
Exactly.
Give me an answer for number two, bro.
Yeah, and we're all figuring out how to cheat on the test and all that.
Yeah, bro. Who would have known, bro? I didn't know you were doing this big of a... you were up this big in videography, bro.
Yeah, like, it took a lot of time, bro. And I didn't think you were the same way with the stocks and everything.
Yeah.
The podcast and the merch. I didn't know that.
That's crazy, bro. See, like, guys, this guy right here, like, I haven't, you know, we weren't close at all throughout high school. Like, I didn't, like, he was a year older than me. He graduated before me. Put that all aside, right? But, you know, like, doesn't matter how long of a time it's been elapsed. If you connect with people, who knows what y'all will, you know, end up with, you know, he's in videography, I'm in the podcast type of thing. We just talked about how we could make it work to put my podcast on YouTube. And that's what I've always wanted. Just by, you know, I didn't know he was as big in videography, but now, obviously, you know, now I know where to go, bro. You know?
Yeah, now I know where to go with my stock advice.
And this is just, this is good exposure for you even, Berlin, bro.
Yeah, I mean that's the good thing about connections too, is like, you know, you can meet different people along the way.
Yeah,
connect with old people. Like I used to, you know, I had class with Preston too all the time.
Oh shit! It's like, no,
I
way.
High school, yeah.
Oh yeah, I was just shit, to him, bro! I should have had him on. I should have had him on tonight, yeah. But
maybe we'll schedule
next time. Next time, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's like, that's why when you said, when you brought up Preston, I was like, yeah, I remember Preston. Like I was like, yeah.
Yeah. But, what were your thoughts, you know, ever since we started talking up again and you figured out that I had a podcast, what would your overall thoughts be on the podcast if you were to just say something right now? Like, you know, like, what do you think about the entire business or whatever, the entire image of what the Inner Circle is? What would you say?
I do like it a lot. This is actually one of my first time being on a podcast, so sorry if I'm a little rusty, everybody.
Oh no, it's cool.
Yeah. But you know, I really like it. This actually helped. I like it because it was able to help me, like, you know, bring myself closer to somebody that, you know, I went to school with, that kind of has the same mentality as me, you know, like, that wants to be successful, that isn't just there.
Yeah.
Just to, like, you know, mess around.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's refreshing to be able to talk to somebody who, like, you know, holds himself high, unlike, you know, people that I used to go to school with or other people
mm-hmm.
that are still trying to figure out what to do and not doing really too much with their lives.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you were to...
I'm not trying to be disrespectful to all those people, but it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's once not,
you,
yeah.
Once you see like what you're able to accomplish and like the way things change when you surround yourself with positive people, like it really changes the way you view, like, you know, your life and who you surround yourself with.
Yeah, it's not even disrespect. It's like it's more maturing, bro. Like isn't like you got to know when just, you know, enough is enough, and you just got to get out from wherever you are and just move on. Cuz you know, I'm not here to just do this with y'all. Like, I want to branch off and do my own thing. And that's what I did. That's what you did. And look where we're at right now, you know. So, yeah, man. If you were to leave right now, I don't know, bro. Just give some advice or give some motivation to the people. If you were to say something off the dome right now, was one piece of advice.
Don't be afraid to take risk, because that's what I've been doing since high school. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, but sometimes it does work out. And, you know, what's the worst that's going to happen, you know, if you take the risk? Yeah. You would be better off thinking like, oh, I took the risk and it didn't work out, right? Rather than 10 years later, oh, I wonder what would have happened if I would have just picked up videos. Or I wonder what would have happened if I picked up the stock market, you know?
Yeah.
It's better to try it now than in 10 years be in regret, like wondering what would have happened.
Mr. Perlin, bro, thank you so much for being on, bro. Actually, you know what? This has been super refreshing because, you know, I haven't known you that. Truth be told, I don't really know you that well. But,
yeah,
you know, like right now, you know, we picked up the ball and just passed it back and forth. Which is really good. And we got a whole episode out right now. I'm about to edit this real quick, but again, bro, thank you for spending like an hour out of your day, because yeah. I know you're busy, bro. So, you know.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, man. No problem, bro. Just let me know whenever you want to do part two to this with Preston, bro. Just let me know, because a part two is happening. But
yeah, I'm down. Let me know whenever.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm down, bro. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and any of y'all, if any of y'all are in San Jose and need anything for videography, editing, color grading.
Not even San Jose, bro. It could be Bay Area. It could be anywhere.
Anywhere. You need a video shot. He'll go to you, bro. Like, don't even trip about it. Mr. Perlin on IG, YouTube, and anywhere else, bro.
Yeah, that's about the main platforms I use.
Gotcha.